The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. I hope you are all doing so well today. I hope you're having a good start to your day, middle of your day, end of your day, whenever you are listening to this. I personally like to record these kind of like in the afternoon, like mid-afternoon, and I don't know why that is. I just feel like for some reason at this point in the day, my energy is just at a good level. Like normally I've just had lunch, which I'm always in a good mood after I've eaten, so it just makes me feel so much better. But I'm trying to like record these episodes at different times just to see what the vibe is like at different points. So yeah, I hope that was a bit of a ramble, but I hope whenever you're listening to this, you're having a good day, whatever time of day that it is, wherever you are at. I just hope you're having a good time and are feeling good at the minute. I feel like it's really good to check in with ourselves. So if you haven't done so yet this week, or if you haven't done so yet today, take like a few seconds just to kind of check in with yourself. Is there any areas of your physical body that are kind of hurting or are showing that they need a little bit more attention? Is there anywhere or anything that's like mentally kind of stopping you from progressing or stopping you from feeling good? Is there anything kind of blocking your path to becoming a better person? What are those things, if there is anything? And just really checking in to make sure that you're doing okay, because that's so, so important to do. But we don't take enough time out of the day to do that. And I've really noticed this week has been my first week going back to university, which was always a little bit of a shock. Whenever I go from giving myself a bit of chill time and actually taking a break, that moment when I have to get back on the train to go to uni just hits me like a bit of a brick. And so I've kind of just been running at like 100 miles an hour this week, not really thinking straight, just really stressing myself out over not a lot, like very little things were kind of pushing me on the edge this week. And it's just not made me feel very good. So I've really tried to just take a little bit of a moment. I went to a yoga class today because that's something I'm really getting into lately, is yoga classes and like going and just taking the time to kind of like practice with myself and with other people around me if I go to a class, and just take that second. I really find yoga has been great for me anyway to tap into that connection between your mind and your body and making sure that all parts of you are healthy and that all parts of you feel good, because everything has a knock-on effect on everything. And the stress that I've been feeling these past few days going back to uni, it's just been taking such a toll on my body as well as my mind, as well as just how I'm feeling. I have felt so tired this past week, but now kind of taking a bit of a break to not taking a break as such, because it literally, I don't know why I've had such a full-on week. There's just been a lot of deadlines for me lately, and then with going back to uni, that's meant having to adapt to that, like traveling in and everything again, which always takes a little bit of a toll on me. But at the same time, I have felt good. Like, I have felt quite happy. It's been a very like roller coaster of emotions, but I took today to sort of, I mean, I've got assessments due literally tonight as I am recording this, but for once I've actually got the assessment already done, already uploaded, so I can kind of take the day rather than like stressing to like finally get round to writing it. I can actually chill a little bit, and I'm going to read over it after I've recorded this, make sure that I'm happy with it, and then I'm not going to think about it again, which is crazy for a day of a deadline. I've never done that before. So, well, no, I have done that a couple of times this year, but not to the extent where like I'm fully chilled on the day of a deadline, because there's something about a deadline that no matter what aspect it is in my life, if it's university, if it's, what else am I thinking? Oh, like work. If it's like a work deadline or something like that, it's always stressful, right? Whereas actually, if we plan a bit, if we prep a bit, and if we actually get the stuff done we need to get done, sometimes deadlines don't have to be as stressful, and I'm really noticing that lately. So today I have felt very good in myself because of the fact that it's a deadline day, and normally that would have me kind of like feeling a bit crazy and just feeling like I'm all over the place. But today I don't feel that way. I feel refreshed. I went to a yoga class. Like, I actually had the time to focus inward and go to a class, which I feel like is just absolutely amazing. And I think that is down to something that I've been trying to adopt this week. So I mean, I say this like this is a habit that I have had for years. It is not. I have been getting up at 6:30 every single morning this week, and I think it's actually really affecting me in a positive way. I will admit I feel a little bit tired sometimes, and like mainly yesterday was like a really just tough day for getting out of bed, but I'm still doing it and I'm still sticking with it, and I'm getting up at 6:30 every morning. I'm not going to do it at the weekends, but I'm going to try throughout the week to stick to getting up at the same time, because I think that's going to affect how I sleep and how I feel once I've slept. Like, I feel like it's just going to make me feel a little bit better about myself. I'm not really sure. I'll check in with you on whether it does and whether I'm feeling any benefits or if I give it up, because who knows. Getting up at 6:30 has not been easy to do, but I'm starting to do it, and I feel like that just getting up at the same time, getting into a little bit of a routine of getting up at that time, having my breakfast, getting my body like ready for the day, has been really nice. Like, it's actually been a good thing to do, and although sometimes the days become a bit of a stress and everything gets a little bit too much, just having that set routine in the morning, I feel like it sets me up for the day, so that even if it's a rubbish day, I've still set up for it very well and I've put my best intentions out there. And just something about that is just making me internally feel better. Even when I am stressed and even when I feel like life is too much, I feel better because of the fact that I've got more of a morning routine set in place. And this has been something that I have been saying I wanted to do for literally months, if not years. I've always wanted like a good morning routine, but I can just never really get into it. So I'm trying to do it one step at a time. So my first step, obviously, this week has been actually getting up at a set time, which I feel like is the hardest step, right? Because when that alarm goes off in the morning and it's freezing cold in my bedroom, I do not want to wake up. So getting into the routine of having that discipline just to literally get out of bed has been a great start. And then once I feel a little bit better with that, I'm then gonna start, like, I don't know, going on a walk in the morning or doing a meditation in the morning, like adding in more steps to my routine. But I want to take it really slowly because I don't want to overwhelm myself to the point where I don't carry something on. Because this is what I tend to do. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but if I get an idea of something I want to do in my life or something that I can see myself doing, I tend to run a million miles an hour with it, and then I don't stop thinking. Like, I just will rush into something, I'll do it loads, I'll like get really into it, and then give it a couple weeks to like a couple months, I'll give up on something. And I've done that before with like working out at the gym. I'll like throw myself in really hard to working out. Like, I'll go to the gym 5 days a week, go really crazy, like be sore every single day, but keep going, and then give it a couple months, I will not step foot in the gym again because I kind of just burn myself out. So this time, when I'm adopting the habit of getting up early, I'm doing it slower and I'm listening to my body a lot more. So like this morning, I woke up at 6:30, but I didn't get out of bed at 6:30. I got out of bed at like 6:45. I gave myself an extra 15 minutes to just sit there and slowly wake up. I read a little bit of my book. I listened to myself, because honestly, that alarm went off And I just couldn't take it. I could not take it. I was like, there's no way I'm getting out of this bed right now. So my first thought was roll over and go back to sleep. Of course, that's always my first thought when the alarm goes off. But instead of doing that, I was like, no, you can stay in bed for a little bit longer, but you have to be awake. So I did activities that would kind of wake me up, like reading my book. I did check my phone, which is not a habit I want to do in the morning, but that's not something I'm going to stick with. I'm actually going to buy myself an alarm clock to stop myself from going on my phone first thing in the morning. And we're going to see how that goes. I've seen these really cool alarm clocks where they're like sunrise alarm clocks. So they will actually have like a light coming out of the alarm clock that like mimics a sunrise, basically. I don't know how else to explain that. I feel like they're very self-explanatory, but I'm gonna get one because I really want to give it a try. And I've seen some like really aesthetic girls on TikTok and Instagram using them, and I think they look really cool, but it is mainly for the effect that then I'm not setting the alarm on my phone, because I feel like it's a bad habit to break going on your phone in the morning, especially if your alarm is on your phone. Because once you pick up your phone to check it or turn the alarm off, your first thought is then to just unlock it and start looking at your messages and looking at your notifications. Then next thing you know, you've been in bed for an extra 2 hours and you're just not waking up. So that's not a habit I want to get into. So I'm going to buy an alarm clock. We'll see. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to get one. And I'm just gonna take it day by day. But so far, this past week, I've done it. I've got up at 6:30, like I've woken up at 6:30. And I'm very happy with that. I think that's a good step. Considering I would used to wake up at like random times throughout the morning, I feel like just literally even the past few days sticking to the same time is a massive achievement. And I am very proud of it myself. So yeah, I'm very happy about that. But as I had said, I've had a lot of assignments lately. I've got given back a lot of my results, and although I've done so much better in some assignments than I thought I would, which I'm so happy with, considering it's my final year, I feel like now's the time to get good grades. So I'm very happy that I've got some good grades. But also there's just been so many deadlines and things lately that it has been very stressful. So taking that time to wake up a bit earlier in the morning and give myself a routine is just making me feel a bit better about myself. Like I'm actually doing something for me. I'm setting up my day in the correct way. And I'm really already feeling a lot better about it because of that. So I'm very happy with myself and with the things that I've managed to accomplish this past week. But I'm not going to say it's been the best week ever, because it has been stressful. Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to get to a place where I've still got that discipline to get things done even when I'm overwhelmed and when I'm stressed, because during life we're going to be overwhelmed and we're going to be stressed, and so it's kind of trying to manage our emotions in the best way to work with them in order to succeed in life and in what I want to do. But we are actually going to talk today about a topic that I'm trying to do a lot more myself, and I want you to do as well, and that is finding more time to do what you love throughout the day. So we're going to go to a break and then we are going to talk about that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
So having scheduled out my day recently and like this whole waking up a bit earlier so that I feel a bit more put together and I feel like I'm just scheduling my life better. Over the past few months, I've really worked on organizing my time and time management, because I feel like that's an aspect of adulthood that is great to get a hold of, because you only have limited amount of time throughout a day. Do you know what I mean? Like, our time is not infinite. I wish it was, but it's not. So we kind of have to make the most out of any time that we have. And for me, scheduling my days have just been so great. And what I have noticed through doing that is, like, in my life personally, there should always be, even if it's like as little as 5 minutes, there should always be time throughout your day that you try and find the time to do something you love and do something that puts a smile on your face and just brings you a little bit of happiness. And I feel like the hardest part with doing that is finding the time. And so for me, by scheduling my days, I can actually plan in when I'm going to do fun and exciting things for myself, because it's really great to do something that you enjoy, do something you love, something that puts a smile on your face and just brings that love and happiness into your life. Because sometimes our days can be awful. Our days can be really, I want to swear, but I'm trying not to. Do you know what I mean? They can just be rubbish. Like, the days can just not be great. And so for me, by finding the time to just do something that makes me happy has really benefited my days and just makes me feel better about life as a whole. Because it's so easy to fall into the time pressure, the stress, the overwhelmingness that is life. But taking that time to find something that you really enjoy and that makes you feel whole again, if that's like, it's very philosophical and like very deep, but literally spending 10 minutes in the evening reading a good book has honestly kind of changed my life, like changed the outlook that I have. Because not only am I doing something that I enjoy, which is reading, it's giving me kind of a hobby again. I haven't had a hobby since I was like a kid. And so having a hobby is great. But also, a hobby can be literally anything. It can be gardening, it can be reading, it can be cooking, whatever it is for you. It can be actually going out and doing like a yoga class or an activity. But it's great to find those times in our day where we can fit that in, because we often forget to do that. We focus so much on what other people need and on helping other people and being there for other people that we tend to kind of forget that there's things that we need to do for ourselves. And I was talking to one of my family friends today, and she was saying that her husband had said to her when she was coming out for the yoga class this morning, her husband was like, oh, where are you going? Because he was actually shocked that she was going outside of the house to do something for herself. And I feel like that for me was kind of the click where I was like, we literally as humans forget to do stuff for ourselves, to the point where people who see you every single day also don't realize that you like need the time to do stuff for yourself. Like, the fact he was shocked when she was going to a yoga class, like, to do something for herself, I just found it's so funny, and it sums them up. But also, when you like think about that, that's so common in all of our lives that we don't take that time for ourselves and to do something that we like. And we just naturally forget about it. We let life get on top of us. We feel like we have too many things on our to-do list to actually think about going to a class or going to the cinema or going out to eat or just something little that brings us a little bit of happiness into our day. We just forget to do because we think we've got all these other more important things. But you know what? The most important thing you can do for yourself is take the time to do something you enjoy. Take the time to have a date night with yourself, go on a run, go on a walk, go play netball, basketball, like play a sport, play badminton, play tennis. I'm just listing sports here, but you get my drift. It doesn't even have to be sporty. For me, when I go to sleep, I get into bed and I read a book for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And that has been one of the best things that I have done for myself because I really enjoy it. I feel good about myself when I finish another book because it just makes me feel like I've accomplished something, which I just have a thing about accomplishing things I like to do. You don't have to focus on accomplishing things, but for me, reading a book just makes me feel good about myself. It gives me something to wind down. It gives me something to get into and like excited about. I really enjoy when I read, especially like a really good, catchy book. I actually find myself during the day looking forward to that bit at night where I'm sitting down to read my book. And that's what we all need in our life. We all need that thing that we get really excited about doing and that make us just feel pure joy in our lives, because life can just get so crazy that taking that time for yourself is just as important now as it ever has been, but especially now. With everything going on in life, with all the stresses of life, now's the time. You know what I mean? Now's the time. And I feel like that's something else that we need to get into a habit of doing in a way, which sounds crazy because doing something you enjoy, you kind of feel like in your head, oh, I shouldn't be scheduling it into my day. Like it kind of feels like, oh, it takes away from the fun part. But it doesn't, because when you're actually doing that activity, you're not thinking about the fact that you've scheduled it in. You're just purely enjoying what you're doing. And it literally could even be like going and getting your nails done, getting your makeup done. Like I keep thinking of other things, but it just stuff to enjoy your day, just to give you a bit of pleasure, especially on a day where you're super stressed and you're super overwhelmed. That's the best thing you can do for yourself, because your brain is running on overdrive majority of the time, and giving yourself something literally just to release happiness into your brain is a great thing to do. Always. It never will be a bad thing to do, do you know what I mean? So I really think we need to try and find that time. And obviously I'm like completely accepting of the fact that we all have very different days. Like we all have completely different things we do in a day. We all have different parts of our life. Like some people are mums, some people are dads, some people work loads of hours a week, some people work part-time jobs or like jobs like mine where it's only a couple hours a week. Some of us are students, some of us aren't. Like we all have so many different things going on in our life. And I'm completely understanding of that. And so sometimes it can feel like you can't find any time at all. But that's what I mean by, for me, reading a book in the evening was the best place to start, because I have time before I go to bed. Like I can sit down for 10 minutes and read my book and not feel guilty that I'm spending my time doing that. And then that's where I've slowly then built up from there. Like I've built up going to more yoga classes and exercising at home with myself and bringing my practice from classes to home and taking the time in that sort of sense. But it even can be something as like when you're in the shower, just taking more time to be in the present and enjoy what you're doing, you know, like even when you're cooking. I feel like cooking is a great place to start, because cooking can be so much fun if you try to make it fun for yourself. And so there's like various different things we can do to add it into our day, here, there, everywhere. But like just a splash of it, 5 minutes here or there, can really just change the way you feel. And I've definitely been noticing that lately. And so then when I was talking to my friend today, I thought I need to talk about this on the podcast, because we really just don't do it enough. We don't spend enough time doing something we love and enjoy. And so I'm going to spend more time scheduling that into my day, and I'm going to spend more time bringing happiness into my life. And I would like you to do it with me, because I definitely feel like it can change all of our lives. Even just 5 little minutes throughout our day can really just change the way that we're thinking and we're feeling about life as a whole, which honestly is life-changing, isn't it? So we're gonna go to another break now, and then when we come back, we have got our listener dilemma of the week. So our listener dilemma this week is a very interesting one, and again something that we all go through. And so I really feel for the girl who sent this message in, because honestly we've all been there in a situation, if not the same, very similar to this, and it can be very embarrassing. So the message says, I've done something really embarrassing and I don't know how to go back to school now. Gemma, this is a bit of a different dilemma, but it's a big dilemma in my life and I don't know how to recover from it. Basically, I was at school today and it was just a normal day. One class finished and we have 5 minutes to get to our next class. So me and my friends were running to our next class as it's the other side of the school and we were a bit late. We didn't want to be late. As we were running, I dropped my water bottle, so I stopped to pick it up. I must have just been in such a rush that I sort of jumped to bend down to pick it up, and my trousers ripped, like loudly ripped, exposing my underwear to everyone behind me, which was a lot of people because everyone was also getting to their next class. Next thing I know, everyone was laughing and I just wanted the ground to swallow me up. People kept coming up to me and asking about it and laughing all day. When will the embarrassment end? Now, I really feel for you, girl, because I can just imagine the sheer just embarrassment in that moment. I feel like we've all been there in some sort of aspect of something happening to us, especially in school. I feel like that's the worst sort of place for something embarrassing to happen, because as people get a bit older, we tend to get a little bit more empathetic in that sense, that if something like this happened, I don't think I would laugh at that situation now. However, when you are in school, that sort of thing happening to other people is like funny, but also it shouldn't be funny because that is just such an embarrassing situation. And I really do feel for you. The best thing that I could say to you in this situation, having gone through similar times in school, is that it does pass, even though people will probably continue to bring it up. And we'll potentially bring it up for a long time. It will eventually pass to the point where people aren't constantly laughing or talking about it and stuff. Like, something else will happen. Tomorrow, a new thing will happen. Obviously, you sent this to me 2 weeks ago, I think. So it's like been a little bit of time since the message got sent in. But just the longer the time goes on, the more things happen to other people, the more things go on in school in general, and people just then tend to forget what's happened to you. I feel like from your perspective, it's going to seem like everybody knows, everybody's laughing, but the actual fact of it is probably not everybody knows, probably not everybody is laughing. It's just our brains tend to jump to like 100% in these sort of situations, when actually I probably feel like it will pass, it will get better. And the people that are like truly your friends, I feel like if you explained to them how embarrassed you felt in that moment, they will be a bit more empathetic because they obviously love you, they care about you, and they'd want to be there for you. They wouldn't, well, they shouldn't want to make you feel really embarrassed. But these are the sort of things that unfortunately do just happen to us. And I wish I could say different, and I wish I could say that they don't, but they do. These, like, they're sort of just uncontrollable things that we can't control happening. Like last week when I spilt beetroot juice all over my brand new shoes, in the moment that felt so horrible, but I really couldn't have controlled it. Like, it was happening. It happened. And sometimes these horrible things do just happen, and then we kind of have to live through it. I would sort of, if you need something, when people are talking to you about it, when they are laughing or whatever, I would just try to laugh as well, because the moment has passed. You're here now, and that is a past event. It's happened. We kind of have to deal with it. Sometimes the best thing to do when other people are laughing is just laugh it off yourself and kind of go along with the laughs, even if it does feel really embarrassing at the time. Sometimes it's just easier to do, just to save yourself like a little bit, just make yourself feel a little bit better. But honestly, I really, really feel for you here, because it's not easy when these sort of things happen, because it kind of feels like the world is over in that moment. Like, it feels like socially the world is just crashing down around you, and like you said, you just want the ground to swallow you up whole. I completely get that. I have been there. But these things happen, and it's something that we kind of have to move past, and you'll kind of learn maybe not to rush as much. You know what I mean? Like, you learn very little things from stuff like this happening, I now know when I'm at work and I'm making a beetroot juice, I intently watch it. I do not leave it for a second. I watch that until the point I hand it to the customer now, because I spilt it all over myself. And that was such an embarrassing moment for me that I never want that to happen again. So I try to do stuff to prevent it from happening again. But honestly, I really do feel for you, because it's not nice in the moment. It's not nice after the moment. Like, it's never a good thing when it happens, but it's all a part of life that sometimes horrible things do happen, like do just happen, and it can be so embarrassing and awful, but we live, we get through it, and that's the main thing. You have gotten through that moment, you've gotten through the day. That's the biggest step, is getting through that first day of an embarrassing situation happening, and you've done that. So I would be proud of yourself for that, because that is definitely the worst part about it, just getting through that day. Honestly, I really feel for you. Like, I'm feeling, like, I can just feel how horrible that must be in that situation. But you'll get through it. You'll be okay. And I wish you all the luck in school and in whatever you do after school. I do feel for you, but it will go on. You will be okay. You will be okay. So that has been all from me today in this week's episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. It's been so lovely to chat with you. I've really enjoyed it. I feel like I really needed it. I might say that every single week, but this week I've just really needed this. So thank you for that. And thank you for listening. I really hope you did enjoy it. And I will catch you in next week's episode.